Welcome to Messages from the Past. My name is Ryan, and I will be your host for this series as we chronicle vintage correspondence from postcards, yearbooks, and more. Join me as we look back at these small bits of history and how people interacted and communicated with each other in a bygone era before text messages and FaceTime. In this episode, I'll be sharing 20 wonderful vintage postcards with notes of travel, friendship, adventure, and more from all around the world. If you like the show, please click that thumbs up button and consider subscribing and sharing this series with others that you believe would appreciate it. Without further ado, please enjoy these messages from the past. Postmark August 1941 from Pennsylvania. Dear friend, I'll be glad to exchange with you if you will tell me what kind of picture you would like. Sincerely, Mrs. George Cox. Dated September 1959. Dear Joey, how is your sister and Moni? Fine, I hope. Gee, champ, I am lonesome to see you and Eva and Moni, too. They say they're going to put a gang on that sub. Disboard the 15th, then I will get home. All my love, Dad. Postmarked September 1952 from Wyoming. Mrs. H. and I arrived here yesterday afternoon for a week, then to Sheridan. We are having very fine weather in Wyoming, present time. Postmark April 1917, from Wisconsin. Don't know when I will be able to see you. Guy says he will be up to do my work anytime after Tuesday the 10th. He will do your work then. He will phone me. My paper has not come yet. Della and the baby are doing well. Named her Beulah. Dad said he could come down to help you and Chester with that work anytime that it would suit you. Well, Fanny, be careful and don't get sunburnt these days. Postmark August 1921 from Minnesota. Dear Edna, how are you? Did you like your kitten postcard? We'll send you a prettier one. Mama. Postmark, July 1941, from Minnesota. Got here just now from Duluth. Hotter'n a Turk. All well. Looks inviting on the lake. Home soon. Love, TTA. Postmark, April 1957, from Missouri. Dear Gladys, I got your letter and card. Just forgot to put my name on it, but I got it anyway. I'm feeling okay. The weather's warm. Bye-bye, Bob. Postmark January 1945 from Mississippi. Dear Ima, arrived here Thursday afternoon and everything is fine. Don't get to see Harold except at night as he is very busy. Sure is nice and warm down here as we are right on the Gulf. Seems we will be back the last part of the week. Love, Dan. Postmark July, 1950, from Massachusetts. Dear Mildred, received your letter but didn't get a chance to answer because of the crowds. I'm at Aunt Flo's. We are both going to Leominster right now. We will be back to East Hampton tomorrow. Love, Mother. Postmark August, 1916, from Massachusetts. I will write you a letter, but please come down by all means. We'll write you how to get here. With love, Ethel. Postmark April, 1942, from Kentucky. Hi, Dad. I am having a fine time. Hope you like this picture of a tobacco field. Mrs. Mitchell thought it would be nice for you. Love always, Hank. Postmark 1947, from New Mexico. We're having a wonderful trip. Staying one night in White City, 7 miles from the caves. Good roads, good weather, oodles of flowers along the highway. Dad and Mother. Postmark August 1943, from North Dakota. Dear Jean and all, just been to the rations board about my number 3 books. Came too late yesterday. Got your card and letter as I left. I've been wanting to hear from Heather to know what to plan. She gets through August 21st, so far doesn't know what's next. I've planned to come home Monday, August 16th. I won't see much of you and Mike if I came this week, and Heather might get concerned. I have to see the doctor there August 23rd. Too bad about Alice. Let me know if this isn't all right. Love, Marion. Postmark January, 1953, from North Dakota. Think I am over the hump, up a little each day. Tedious old job. Will write when I can. Thank you so much. Love to all, Tom. Postmark May, 1925, from West Virginia. Wheeling, West Virginia. Stayed here overnight. Telephoned to Jessie last night. Will write her and Mom and Grandma about two. I imagine a fine trip. Postmark January 1943, from West Virginia. Dear friend, this land was recently covered by a 52-foot flood. I received your name from a letter written to me. Why not write and tell me about yourself? Doris Knapp, Bridgeport, Ohio. Postmark September 1938, from Nebraska. Dear folks, Saturday morning I had good breakfast. Not raining, but last night and yesterday it poured, lightning and thundered. We kept going, bus full in the evening. When storms was raging, we had community singing. It was great. Nebraska is a pretty state. Fair going on here. France. Postmark August, 1955, from Minnesota. Got to Ginny's 11 a.m. Said hello, not in the house. Had lunch with Roger and Doris, 12:15, left at 2, and here now at Lincoln, Nebraska. Cars parked next where all of us, New Jersey, Arizona, and lots of other states. We are 32 miles from Arkansas now. Roads fine and weather fine. Mostly clear and warm, a little cloudy by spells. Doris goes to St. Barnabas in September. Has a bridge party tomorrow. Fresh blacktop from Crosby to Orkney. Be there by 4. Hope items are there. Forgot my rosary and Bible. Bye, Mother. Postmark January, 1953, from Arkansas. We are driving through the Ozarks right now. Sort of slow going with the Sunday traffic. Sure enjoyed my time with you folks. Hope you are both fine. My best to Mike and Tommy. More later. Love, Glenna and Paul. Postmark August, 1939, from Mississippi. Having lunch here. Spent some time in Baton Rouge. Spent night in Hammond, Louisiana. Hope business is good. Thank you for sharing in these messages from the past. If you'd like to support the show, please click that like button and consider subscribing and sharing. You can also support the show with a purchase. All the items used in the production of the show are available on a first-come, first-served basis in my Etsy shop, along with t-shirts, mugs, and more. There'll be a link in the description below. As always, thanks for sharing some time with me, and I look forward to sharing with you more messages from the past.